This episode is sponsored by SmartVestor. Connect with an investing pro for free at RamseySolutions.com/invest. You're listening to Ramsey Everyday Millionaires, where we talk investing, retirement, building wealth, and outrageous generosity.
Charlotte's in Cincinnati. Hey, Charlotte, how are you?
Hey, good afternoon, Dave and crew. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I thoroughly enjoyed listening to your program. My question is, just a tiny bit of my backstory is my husband passed away in 2012, and as a result of insurance money coming in, we were able to get debt-free, my daughter and I, and we have stayed debt-free, thank God. And she just finished her freshman year in college. We have a cafeteria 529 plan.
You have a what 529?
It's called a cafeteria 529 plan.
Oh, a cafeteria. I didn't hear the word. Okay, cafeteria. Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
All right, good. That's a good plan.
So we've got our college paid for as far as that's concerned. Unfortunately, the way that it's grown, there's a trajectory of being like an $80,000 surplus at the end. And I found out that I could only put $35,000 in a Roth IRA in her name.
That's true. After she's 30.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm a little bit concerned about, like, can I take any of that overage? I mean,
so how much is in the 529 total?
There's probably right now $189,000.
Okay. And how much did you put in and how much is growth?
Well, that's just it. Like, I think at the time I only put in, like, I don't know, 85,000.
Okay, so you got 100 growth. You got 100 growth.
Yeah.
And of that, 80 is going to be, if he keeps growing, there's even going to be more. And so you'll have an 80 overage. Is that what we're saying?
Yes.
Is she getting any scholarships?
She is.
Okay, you know you can pull that much out.
Of?
The equivalent of the scholarship can be pulled out each year. No tax.
The equivalent to the scholarship. Okay.
So she gets a $10,000 scholarship, pull $10,000 out.
That's actually an incentive to get more scholarships.
Yeah.
Okay, because I guess my tax preparer, he doesn't know about that. Is there any place that you could direct me as to where I could find good, solid information about this kind of stuff?
A different tax preparer, because that's pretty standard information. I'm not even good at taxes, and I know it. So, yeah. You know, if that's one of our ELPs, I'm sorry, but if it's not, check one of our endorsed local providers for taxes in your area and get a second opinion on it. But you're allowed to pull the equivalent of scholarships out, athletic, academic, whatever the basis for the scholarship is, every year, and there's zero tax on it. So she gets a scholarship pull that much out. Do you know how much she got in scholarships?
Like last year, I mean, it was around 10,000, I think.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's not going to alleviate the problem completely, because if it's times four, it's only 40,000, right? And and she's 80 over, so you're going to have another 40. And I really wouldn't screw around with the Roth IRA at age 30. I'd just go ahead and cash it out. You don't get it's not 100% tax. You're just taxed and penalized on that amount of growth only. That's why I was asking you what you had in it. And so the calculation's not as severe as it sounds. So let's say you end up pulling $40,000 out because we just got rid of 40 with the scholarship idea. You know, you might have $5,000 in taxes.
It's 10%, yeah? Is that the rate?
Yeah, on the growth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I could, in essence, take that money out and use it, say, like for home improvements.
Use it for anything if you pay the taxes on it. And there'll be the taxes and the penalty. Okay. There's a tax and a penalty both. But it's maybe a $10,000 or $15,000 out of that 40 you're gonna lose, but it's not 100%. So they don't take the whole thing. And rather than try to screw around with something for a 22-year-old, wait until they're 30 and these idiots in Washington change the law six times between now and then.
Yeah.
No. I just cash it out, take my hit
take
and
penalty.
Go on and go, hey, we paid for college and we had a little leftover. Good life's good.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. There you go. Hey, good question. Thanks for calling. So, you know, that's a very unusual problem.
I think it's a good problem to have.
Abundance.
Yeah. I mean, the only other thing is if they left it, I mean, it can pass, like,
it could,
her as the beneficiary, she can pass it to her kids when the time comes.
Way out
there. But
Yeah. Now we got 800 grand.
That's true. Yeah. At that point, if you take the penalty, it might hurt a little bit more.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm going to go ahead and just be done with it and just say, hey, we did a great job. We might have even done too good a job, but just so slightly. Just so slightly. Yeah. When I hit a golf ball a little bit too long, I just say I hit it too well. That's all it is.
Thanks for tuning in to Ramsey Everyday Millionaires. To learn more about investing, visit RamseySolutions.com/investing or click the link in the show notes. Ramsey Solutions is a paid non-client promoter of participating pros. Learn more at RamseySolutions.com/smartvestor.